worked on the book for years. When I first read Stanford's book, there was no mention of Blackwell anywhere. So I emailed Stanford and asked him, why isn't he in your book? He is, he said, but only in the second edition, which came out as an ebook. Because I'd read the original, I missed it. In the updated version, Stanford spends a few pages on Blackwell. The first thing he mentions is that Blackwell's wife is pulled over by the cops in Portland, a year or so after the Peyton Allen murders. I explained all this to Jonathan one day in the studio. In April, and I think this would be 61, let me just read from the book. A 25-year-old woman named Barbara Blackwell, who works as a waitress at a Dairy Queen in southeast Portland, gets pulled over for a traffic violation. Clearly no stranger to the ways of the justice system, she tells the arresting officer she's got something far more interesting than her silly traffic citation. In fact, she says she has every reason to believe that her husband, Arnold Blackwell, recently discharged from the Air Force for psychiatric reasons, is responsible for the murders of Allen and Peyton. So Blackwell's wife says she thinks he committed these murders.